Okay, we're holding here in Amud Kuf Samaches. We saw Halleluka, the different interpretations as to why Halleluka is a chashev hilul, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is in it. And his main point was that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poil b'derech neis, that's a pe'ula that is directly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he said before. Now he's adding a nekuda to this. Uper kol kisve, it's on the left-hand column. Aminon, akoyre halal b'chol yoyim kilu mechari for megadev klap emayla. That if somebody says halal every day, it's kilu is mechari for megadev. There's a lot of different pshatim as to why. He's going to say a pshat in line with what he said before. Vatam, shero sheye ha'olam noye kimin hagoi. Ubishvil shalomnoye kimin hagoi midoisav yizborach emes. So it's extraordinary the pshat over here that he's saying over here. We have two ways of being maimon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga. One is, or put it better. If there's only one hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's direct to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing the world directly, so everything that's wrong in the world needs to be attributed to Chas V'Shalom Sam Chisar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he's the one who's directly running it, and the hanhag is hanhag of direct, quote-unquote, hands-on, then what's happening? How come Rishayim have it good? How come Tzadikim have it bad? Then it's a direct taina, and in a certain sense, he's being mechari from Gadif. He's saying that this is the hanhaga ritzuyu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The emes is not like that. The emes is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set the world on an hanhaga that's called tivis, malachim, teva, however you want to call it. That was Ritzono. He gave it over to that Anhaga. Many of the things, the things in the world need to be explained in the context of the ongoing Anhaga. So the Anhaga of, now understand in terms of Anhaga Malachim. There's a Gemara that says that they sent down the Malchamavis, who was supposed to pick up Miriam, and he made a mistake, and he took Miriam Migdala instead of Miriam, or the other way around. I don't remember which one is which. And they asked, so what do we do? They said, well, since you brought her already, forget about it. Keep her. What it means to say is that the hanhaga of the world is be'ikir miyusid on hanhaga of a sort of a routine. It's not shem havaya. And therefore, the things have an explanation in terms of that hanhaga. It doesn't need to be explained in terms of the Kadosh Baruch Hu want or not want it. There are rare occasions when HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaks through the Anhaga and he brings in a whole different Anhaga. It's not what he wants. There's no kasha as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't intervene, because we don't understand why he chooses when he chooses to intervene. But the Bria itself is understood in that context. If a person says a Hal B'chol Yoyim, then what he's saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is running it with a certain anhaga of havaya, which means direct anhaga, and that's something which, if so, is creating a terrible chiruv and gidov. That's what he's saying over here. Va'ima halu b'chol yoyim nira shoyim shebechol eis hakadosh baruch hu manig lomer b'derech neis. V'mkein lo matzig mitzvah shabtoi v'inim abed avod ezar min olam v'mkein chas shalom ein b'cholto. So the only answer is he can't do it, or he's not just chas shalom v'zeh chiruv and gidov. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu take, if Avodah Zarah have no koach, why is he mevatel them? Avloima hal bizmana oimer sheolam noy kimin hagay rak bizmana miyuchad oladavim miyuchad loylechol davim mishana teva. Rak oylam kimin hagay noy HaKadosh Baruch Hu mchadishin zizman mazman v'zeh shavach loy. So the point of it is, if he says halal occasionally, then he's saying there's a normal hanhaga, there's a normal mahalach, and that falls in the context of teva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu only on rare occasion chooses to upset that hanhaga, and that's when it's supposed to be halal. I just kind of want to add, it's there's something, when people think that they're being super duper frum by attributing everything directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, by cutting out any havana and any tfisa al pidera chachma and teva and mahalach olam, there's a sense that, oh, you know, right away this, that, or the other one. There's something about that that's hefech toiv. It's not right. It's wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we need to see in the world is the laws of physics. We need to ask ourselves, who created the laws of physics? Who's the legislator and who's the executive that keeps it in power? And we need to make note of the times when the laws of physics cease to exist. But that's very, very different than saying, ah, there's no Tev, it's only a Kodesh Baruch. That's not frum. That's close to being Oymer Haluch Olyoim. There's a mahalach of teva. There's a mahalach of inyanim, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The Chaznish writes in a letter that teva is a mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he desires most to be in place. In other words, it is the mahalach of teva which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that mahalach to be, and doesn't want to make nisim, doesn't want to have to make nisim. So the person's tfisa and the bria emuna comes in two stages. One is that looking at the world in its natural mahalachim and understanding that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't put it in place, there's no such thing as a natural mahalach. Secondly, there are the occasions when HaKadosh, that are yoytzim in HaKlal, that's bol olam al kal kula. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu begivon, could say shemesh begivon doim, then we understand that the sun's mahalach and so on is put into place by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, the Gemara, v'chemiyach ha'shikah halach gadol ma'itam ha'rina lahai. So the Gemara says there's two halals. There's a halal that we say in davening in every Shabbos morning, Kapitel Tillim, that is called halach gadol, and we have our halal, which is the halal we say on Yontif. So the Gemara asks, why don't you say halach gadol? Amibrech neshesh b'chamish advarim. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsu, Mantor, Kriyas Meisach, Habashom Mashiach. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Tzeis Yisrael, Kriyas Yamsu, Vayom Rav, Vayonois, Matan Torech, Siva Horim, Rok, Tekeil, and Gvot, Eitzoyim, Tchias HaMeisim, Siva Shalot, Vashem, Vatas HaChayim, Vechevle Shol Mosiach, Tichsiv Lelona, Hashem Lelonu. Vam Rabiach Na Lelona, Zeh Shemit Malchias, Igid Amri, Om Rabiach Na Lelona, Hashem Lelona, Zom Chomz Gorgum Mogoyk, Rok Vareach Na Imem, Nei Sheish Poim, Milut, Nef Shem Shazik, Megehenem, Chizkiah says, Yerudoshan Sadiqim Yekifshan, and so on. The whole Chazal over here, the whole Gemara over here, why it is that they chose to say halal is that halakot. What's the pshat? What's the fact that you have all these five things? V'rotze b'zeh. Ki lekach tikna halal v'halakotl. Afagal yishya svara ki mishya ikadav shalim halal. Mimshum sh'anubayim liska chasar shkot shparuchu loim halakotl dafke. Ki shom niska chasar shkot shparuchu. If we're saying halal to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu thanks for what he did for us, halal gadol is the whole thing is it's an expression of akar of ches HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why do we choose our halal instead of that? So he says umitaretz mipnei sheyesh b'chamishron koylem ashoy ba'olam dvorim bilti tivyim. There are five things mentioned that are chutz mitavrika in Hoggist. The five things mentioned, halal gadol is the shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his ongoing daily hanhaga of the world, how it's set up and structured and so on. This halal has five things that are beyond teva. This is going to be a parenthetical piece. He's going to say, why is it five things? V'dovah zeh, mipnei shakadosh baruch hu boro elomai behei, Shenema behi barom behei barom. It says Akash Baruch the world with the hey behi barom behei bara. It also says if you're in Akdamis, it says that Akash Baruch was created the world with an ois osa kala. I forgot the end of it. That there's no omel in it. There's no strain in it. That's the ois hey. So Shenema behi barom behei barom vehei ois nivdal shenasa din shimel vad. A hay is an ois nivdal. Vein tzorch lo hoi sois adichit chaloshen v'achsam oi tzois. Upneze ha hay a zois ois ruchni, she'en boi raak ruach haneshima. V'shvul zei ime kabu ho oilom maila loikis ruchnis, so shniv oilom behe ois ruchni. Vein chamishom eil shem boilom, v'kulm et vorm yoyin in flon dol merateva. So let's explain what he says here. The ois hay, all oisiyas are a combination of a ruach, in other words, something coming not from the mouth, but something that is really intangible, the breathing of a person, and the imposition of various sounds, or better said, various shape to that neshima, by the mouth, the palate, the tongue, the teeth, and so on. So all the oisiyas are a combination of ruach, of some sort of with spiritual like, a spirit like, and an imposition of a physical entity that shapes it and so on. So the whole Bria contains both elements. It contains a Mais Hashem, and it contains some sort of physical structure. So a Dalit has a certain structure to it, a Zion has a certain structure. It's taking the coil and imposing on it some sort of physical imposition. That's the mahalach of every ois, every dibur. There's one exception, and that exception is the hay. The hay is something where it's the sound of the neshima itself. In other words, it's not a sound that involves any of the physical yivarim. It's just the sound of that neshima. So the hay is the sound of a breathing without any mixture of something in it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the hay. It means that integrated in the world, there's a dimension. The letter hay will be heard in some places. Most things in the world are Ma'is Hashem with some sort of external involvement that shapes it, does something to it, And you know, there are certain laws of nature, certain sense of history and society, these things, and a Yad Hashem evolved, and some things just pure Yad Hashem, which are these things. So these five are the things, hey, are the things that are chutz min hateva. U'b'shvul zeh mekabel olam ruchnis, and b'shvul shev olam behei ois ruchni. So that's, these five things are going to be pure ruchnis of Hashem, pure dvar Hashem, without any combination or integration into something physical. They're all mentioned hal. Two things that are the beginning of Klal Yisrael, that's Mitzias Mitzrayim. Two things that are the end of days, Chevlo Mashiach Yes HaMesim. V'chamishi Shumat N'Torah Nimshachem Shayim V'Shayim Shayim Tchila. So he says the five things split in a certain way. There's beginning and end, because the chelik of ruchnius, the chelik that's above teva, manifests itself most strongly in the root of everything. Where does everything come from, and where everything is going to? Ma'ayim basul anat tohoylech is more or less the tchala and the soif. V'lekach mishon sheba'olam b'shvil sheolam v'behei shi ruchnius shloisha v'kshatzim mitzayim shtei dvarim b'soif l'asid d'moisav v'chiyas ha'meisim u'leshloisha dvarim sheba'yitziyah mitziz yitziyah sayin kiyasyam samatim teira yitziyah mitzayin kiyasyam suf shneim him ascholos havayah l'Yisrael v'ruyin shi b'ascholos shekol havayah hi b'ascholos. So Yetzias Mitzrayim is like Bria Sa'olam, because it's the beginning of Klal Yisrael. Two very destructive things. So the shayrish is more havaya, and the end is more hefsit. Ve'elu chamisha dvarim sheyesh bahalal kulam heim dvarim bilti tivim. U'beshvil sheyesh boilam maila bilti tivis, michadesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu boilam gam kein moisim bilti tivim. See, he adds another point over here that is really, it goes a long way in explaining a certain nekuda. Let's talk about the question, the problem. If let's say I construct a machine, if the machine is good, it goes, it doesn't need maintenance. If a machine is lousy, it needs maintenance all the time. I mean, imagine I built a machine, and someone asks me, is it a good machine? I said, it's fantastic. Are you sure? I said, yeah, if there's any problem, I'll take care of it. Laharaya, I'm busy all day taking care of problems. So you see that it's good because I take care of all the problems all day, every day, all the time. That's not such a great advertisement for a machine. If somebody is a big shatchin and he says, you know, when I help with the Shalom Bayis, I'm all day busy fixing Shalom Bayis of all the people I was mishadach. I mean, it's a great guarantee, but it doesn't sound like a very, very good thing. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes with Nisim in the world, doesn't that show that the world is missing something? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we said now there's an hugger called Teva, and we called Nisim an intervention. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the world is so well, if the machine is so good and it can run itself really well, why do we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to constantly keep intervening? So the answer is the Giluyim of Nisim are there because within the fabric of the world you have a Mahalach of Teva and of Nes. Bria includes a Tiviyistik of Mahalach imbued with the Ruach. Just like every Dibur includes the hay and something imposing itself on the hay. So there's going to be a moment when we're going to be Megala that. Just like if I listen to somebody saying an Ois, I listen to somebody saying a Dalit, I can hear in the Dalit the tongue and the palate, and I can hear in the Dalit the hay also. In the context of Bria Soilam, I need to be Oymer on both. I need to have heard the final product. I need to have heard the Teva. And also there's going to be moments when what's manifest is the Altivi. That's part of the Metzias. The Bria itself forces that. These moments of Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not interventions in the Bria that's gone awry and needs the intervention. In the Metzias of a Bria that has both a physical natural component and a supernatural component, there's going to be spots where we hear the supernatural. And those are the moments of these extraordinary nisim. Okay, we'll hold it here. Fine. Tomorrow will be the last shema, so there won't be a shema Wednesday and Thursday on the...